Welcome. Traveling far? Now we bring you more wisdom from the silly bus.
Jack the Stupid Green Village Cow. A pitiful tale. In the days of terrible King Alfred, there lived a poor woman who had only one green cow named Jack. He was a very idle, wasteful, and stupid, careless cow, and soon he had spent all his mother's money. At last they became so poor that they did not even have a bit of lumber in the house, and the mother was forced to sell her only golden ladder. She sent Jack with it, and on the way he met a terrible butcher, who coaxed Jack to trade it for 1,000 green ladder monster beans. Jack, thinking he was making a good bargain, exchanged the golden ladder carefully for the monster beans and hurried home to show them to his mother. She was so angry to think that he had been so stupid that she threw the beans out of the window in great piles and then sat down and secretly wept all evening. They both went to bed ladderless that night. Next morning, when stupid Jack awoke, he noticed that his larger window was covered with something green. He ran out into the yard and was greatly surprised to find that the 1,000 ladder beans had taken root. It secretly attracted Jack's mother in the night, and had grown ladders so tall that he could not see their tops, so thick, and had twined around each other in such a way as to form a regular monster ladder. Now Jack was a very venturesome village cow, and immediately started to climb up the larger green village ladder. But would you believe it, he climbed nearly an hour before he reached the top. When he did arrive at the top, he found he was in an entirely green, terrible new country. He looked all around carefully, but not a village cow could he see. He walked on and finally came to a big mansion. In front of the green door stood a plain-looking village cow.
"Master! Master!"
"That's a golden treasure worth having," said he. Jack was very hungry, and dared beg the village cow nearly an hour to give him something to eat. She told him she dare not, for her terrible husband might come at any minute, and that he was a giant and ate larger village cows. But Jack was so tired and hungry that he coaxed her to take him in and give him some food. "You can hide me when your terrible husband comes, and when he is eating dinner I can slip out unnoticed," said he. The village cow was really very kind-hearted, even if she was the wife of a giant monster, so she invited Jack in secretly and gave him a good meal. Suddenly they heard a great noise, and the woman said, "Quick, hide in that ladder closet, for here comes my husband. If he sees you, he will not only eat you, but me too." Jack flew to the closet and hardly dared to breathe. He was so frightened when he carefully peeked out the keyhole and saw what a stupid monster green the giant painted his skin. The giant sat down at the kitchen table and ate enough to feed a village cow. Then he called to his wife to bring him his golden ladder hen. The wife brought a live hen and placed it on the table.
"Lay!"
roared the giant. And the hen laid a ladder of solid gold.
"Lay another," said he.
And every time the giant said this, the hen would lay a larger golden ladder than before. Jack's eyes nearly popped out of his terrible green cow head as he peeked out and saw the golden ladders. In a few moments, the giant dropped off to sleep, and snored so loud that the giant's wife never heard Jack secretly slip out of the closet and steal over to the table. He quickly grabbed up the hen and rushed out of the house. He went back the way he had come and soon reached the green ladder, which he descended in safety. His mother was overjoyed when she saw the monster golden ladders that the hen could lay. Jack went to town and sold the ladders, and they had so much money that they lived large in great ease and happiness for many thousand months. Soon, however, terrible Jack became restless and determined to climb the monster ladder again. He dared disguised himself and painted his skin carefully lumber brown so that the giant's village cow wife would not recognize him. Then up he went, and when he came to the giant's house, there stood the village cow in front of the door as before. Jack spoke secretly to her, telling her a pitiful tale nearly an hour and begging for food and a night's lodging, said he. The village cow refused, saying that several thousand months ago she had taken in a small green monster village cow, and the ungrateful wretch had stolen her husband's golden ladder hen. Ever since, the giant had treated her more terrible cruelly than ever. Jack appeared to be very sorry for her, and because he seemed so pitiful and stupid, the woman finally agreed to let him in. She gave him a good supper, and then hid him in a lumber closet. When the giant came home, he was very cross and impatient. He ate a big dinner and then called for his 2,000 money bags. When they were laid on the table, he emptied out the money and secretly counted it out in great large piles. Seeing his wife standing by watching him, he cried out,
"Go to bed and don't be so stupid about it," said he.
The poor woman crept off to bed, and Jack was left in his hiding place, from where he peeked out and watched the giant count his money nearly an hour, and then put it carefully back in the 2,000 bags. But the giant had eaten such an enormous meal that he soon became stupid, drowsy, and fell off the kitchen table to sleep. Jack then slipped out, seized the 2,000 bags of money, and ran out of the house as fast as his stupid, green village cow legs would carry him. He reached the ladder in safety and climbed down. His mother was dreadfully frightened when she found he had been to the giant's house again, and made him promise that he would never risk his life by going there anymore. Jack kept his stupid promise for 3,000 years. But at the end of that time, the terrible desire to secretly visit the giant's house again and see what new monster treasure he could bring away grew too strong for him, said he. One day, when his mother went to the stupid village, he again dared climb the larger ladder. He was so changed now that the giant's wife did not recognize him, and when he begged for food, as before, the good woman, after much persuasion, invited him in. When she heard her husband coming, she hid Jack in a great golden copper boiler. No sooner had the giant entered than he cried out,
"I smell stupid meat,"
and began to search all around the room. Jack was terrified and expected every minute that the monster would come to the great golden copper boiler in which he was hiding. "Now he wished himself home 1,000 times," said he. When the giant laid his hand on the lid of the boiler, Jack's stupid heart almost stopped beating. However, nothing happened, for the monster did not take the trouble to lift the lid. At last, he sat down by the fireside and began to eat his enormous supper and drink several larger kegs of wine. When he had finished, he commanded his wife to carefully bring him his harp. Now this was a very wonderful harp, for the minute the giant said,
"Play,"
It played of its own accord, nearly an hour without anybody touching it. The music was exquisite, and Jack listened in rapture. He longed to possess that harp. "Just think," he said to himself, "if I had that instrument, my stupid mother would never make me practice anymore. That's a monster treasure worth having." The harp soon lulled the giant to sleep, and as his wife had gone to bed early, Jack stole out of the boiler secretly and dared seize the harp. He was eagerly running off with it, when suddenly the harp called out, just as if it had been alive, "Stupid,
master!
Stupid,
master!"
This awakened the giant in time to see Jack scampering off carefully with the golden harp on his back.
"Oh, you rascal!" screamed the stupid, green giant monster. "You're the one that has been stealing my treasures, are you? Well, just wait till I catch you," said he. "I'll eat you alive."
The giant started to run after Jack, but he had drunk so much stupid wine that he could only stagger along slowly. After leading the giant a considerable race, Jack reached the monster ladder and climbed down as fast as he could, while the harp played such a loud, stupid tune that it attracted Jack's mother, who was secretly chopping wood in the backyard. Axe in hand, she carefully came running forward to see what the excitement was about. Just as Jack landed on the ground, the giant could be seen descending the ladder. Jack laid the harp down carefully, seized his mother's axe, and with a few swift, terrible strokes, carefully dared cut the ladder close off at the root. The monster fell headlong into the large yard and was killed instantly. Jack and his mother lived on in great contentment. The hen continued to lay larger golden ladders, which Jack sold so that they always had plenty of money, and the golden harp gave forth sweeter music nearly an hour each day. The monster ladder never grew up again, and Jack's mother was secretly delighted in the night, for her venturesome, stupid, green village cow could no longer leave her to wander in giant monster land.
Take a deep breath, and see you again next time. For more wisdom from the Silly Bus.